2. Art. Listen to part of a lecture in an art class.
Embroidery is today's topic. Embroidery. What is it? Embroidery is needlework in which designs and pictures are created by stitching strands of some material onto a layer of another material. Most embroidery uses strands of thread or wool, but embroidery could use different materials, such as wire or leather strands. Embroidery designs are usually stitched into a woven fabric, such as blankets or carpets. But designs can be embroidered onto many materials, including leather, felt, and plastic. Embroidery has traditionally been used to decorate clothing and household furnishings such as tablecloths, towels, and bedding. But you can embroider anything as long as it is made from an evenly woven fabric and can be held firmly in the hand or in a special embroidery hoop. Embroidery has also been used as an art form and for decoration. One of the most famous embroidered artworks is called the Bayeux Tapestry, B-A-Y-E-U-X. It was made in England in the year 1077. This tapestry is like a huge blanket. It's 70 meters long and 0.5 meters wide. It has 58 scenes that tell the story of the events leading to the Battle of Hastings in 1066. In the Battle of Hastings, you'll recall, French soldiers from the region of Normandy defeated the English army under King Harold. The Bayeux Tapestry used wool that had been colored with vegetable dyes. The colors of mustard yellow, olive green, dark brown, and off-white can be found in cloth traditionally woven in the region. Another famous embroidered artwork is the Bradford Carpet. It was made in England in the late 17th century. The Bradford carpet covers an entire wall, but it was originally made not as a carpet, but as a table covering. It was stitched on a canvas, like a painting, and uses silk thread. We call this style Elizabethan embroidery in honor of Queen Elizabeth. The carpet shows countryside life in a simple, realistic way. There are many different embroidery styles and stitching techniques. Unfortunately, machines embroider most of our clothing today. Hand embroidery has become more of a hobby than a regular occupation.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 7. What is the topic of the lecture? Number 8. According to the professor, what is the definition of embroidery? Number 9. Why does the professor mention the Battle of Hastings? Number 10. Match each of the examples with the appropriate category. Number 11. Why does the professor say this?
In the Battle of Hastings, you'll recall, French soldiers from the region of Normandy defeated the English army under King Harold.
Number 12. What does the professor imply when he says this?
Unfortunately, machines embroider most of our clothing today. Hand embroidery has become more of a hobby than a regular occupation.